Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Government shutdown continues. We have the story.
Trump administration reports drug boat strikes in the Pacific. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
I'm Rodney Price. Sedgwick County commissioners have approved their 2026 state legislative platform. We'll tell you what's in it coming up.
Woman pleads guilty in the death of a Wichita teen. I'm Dan O'Neill.
A man died after an industrial accident near downtown Wichita Wednesday morning at a metal finishing shop in the 700 block of East Murdoch. First responders found a 50-year-old man with injuries to his upper body, and police say the man was operating a hydraulic press when a piece of metal separated and injured him. He died at a hospital a short time later. His name has not been released.
The government shutdown enters day number 23.
House Speaker Mike Johnson has elected to keep the House out of session during the shutdown and says he'll bring lawmakers back when Democrats reopen the government. Congresswoman Beth Van Dyne tells Fox News it's up to the Speaker on bringing the House back, but the Texas Republican is concerned the messaging might get old.
It is frustrating for those of us who do have introduced bills that want them to be passed and want them to move forward. I think the Speaker absolutely understands that.
Democrats say they want Republicans to negotiate health care provisions before they agree to supporting a measure to end the shutdown. On Capitol Hill, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
Secretary of War Pete Hegseth says the U.S. has taken out a ninth boat believed to be piloted by narco-terrorists. This most recent strike is the second in the Eastern Pacific.
So far, it's been reported 37 people have been killed in the series of U.S. military strikes against boats believed to be carrying drugs from South America to the U.S. President Trump says the vessels are a national security threat, and that gives him the legal right to attack.
We know the people coming in. We know the boats. We know everything else. We're allowed to do it. It's in international waters. If we don't do it, we're going to lose hundreds of thousands of people.
The Trump administration's provided few details about the series of strikes, such as how much alleged drugs the targeted vessels were carrying or what specific evidence there is to suggest they were carrying drugs in the first place. Jill Nato, Fox News.
At yesterday's Sedgwick County Commission meeting, the board approved the county's legislative platform for the upcoming session next year.
It includes four priorities, notably the county treasurer's office, tasked with running the tag office. While that is a state function and is typically funded by fees, for several years the county has used property tax funds to support it. The county wants that to change. Other priorities include a request to replace the corrections funding formula, addressing the sales tax apportionment funding formula, and finally, the appraiser's office and rising property taxes. Commissioner Jim Howlett's optimistic that some of the county's platform will get approved.
I expect it will be a very, very busy and active session, a very fast session, but I think we'll see something good come out of this year.
The Kansas legislature convenes on January 12th, 2026. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
A Wichita woman has pleaded guilty to a charge of involuntary manslaughter in a crash last year that killed a teen.
43-year-old Trisha Greer was scheduled for a jury trial in November in the death of 18-year-old Bethany Leggio and had initially pleaded not guilty at her June arraignment. However, during a motions hearing this past Tuesday, she entered a plea of guilty. The crash took place while Leggio was participating in a memorial for another teen who had died during an illegal street race on 55th South near Hoover Road days earlier. Sentencing was scheduled for January 9th. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
KNSS News time now, 8:04, 4 minutes past 8 o'clock.
Coming up in sports, we have our Thursday morning feature, the 60-second preview of the Chiefs game coming up on Monday night with Mitch Holtis. Minute with Mitch coming up in a few minutes.
President Trump is ratcheting up pressure on Russia to make a peace deal with Ukraine. The KNSS Morning News continues. KNSS News time now, 8:07, 7 minutes past 8 o'clock, 51 degrees. In the midst of the federal government shutdown, the U.S. government's gross national debt surpassed $38 trillion Wednesday, a record number that highlights the accelerating accumulation of debt on America's balance sheet. It's also the fastest accumulation of $1 trillion in debt outside of the COVID-19 pandemic. The U.S. hit $37 trillion in gross national debt in August of this year.
President Trump ratcheting up pressure on Russia to make a peace deal with Ukraine.
Russia's two largest oil companies and dozens of their subsidiaries are now the target of Treasury Department sanctions, action intended to further cut into a main revenue source for Moscow.
And we hope that they won't be on for long. We hope that the war will be settled.
President Trump announcing the sanctions during an Oval Office meeting with NATO's Secretary General about coordinating the sale of weapons to NATO to be used by Ukraine.
And we're not selling any weapons to Ukraine. We're selling them to NATO,
yeah,
which is different from before.
The president is rejecting the idea of providing long-range Tomahawk missiles to Ukraine. That is something Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is asking for. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Gunfire broke out after a passing Atlanta-based accountant allegedly tore down a Trump banner outside a North Carolina home. Fox's Chanley Painter has the story.
Mark Thomas became alarmed after seeing a man eyeing a Trump sign outside his 87-year-old mother's house. Police say 38-year-old Benjamin Campbell was allegedly speeding before he stopped to remove that banner. Thomas says he then grabbed his rifle and then fired two warning shots. Campbell apparently fled, only to return moments later armed, and according to Thomas, fired several shots. Campbell then made a getaway, but the law, of course, eventually caught up with him. He was extradited to North Carolina, where he faces multiple gun-related felony charges.
It's unclear why Campbell was in North Carolina or what motivated him to allegedly tear down the banner.
A man is charged in a pursuit involving a stolen car and a barge on the Mississippi River.
Police in La Crescent, Minnesota spotted a stolen car October 18th, giving chase. The top speeds of 100 miles per hour before the suspect, also wanted in a related assault, crossed a bridge into La Crosse, Wisconsin, where we're told he stopped the car, fled on foot, then jumped into the Mississippi River before climbing aboard a barge. 24-year-old Chase Cottrell was later captured and now awaiting multiple felony charges. Court documents show Cottrell was on supervised felony probation at the time after convictions of battery and stealing another car last year. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
KNSS News time now, 8:10, 10 minutes past 8 o'clock.
We still have some pretty heavy traffic volumes out there. No big tie-ups or slowdowns, though. Good news this morning. And we still have... we do still have one big tie-up, and that's up there by the North Junction. Now, southbound I-135 looking quite a bit better now, but that ramp from I-235 northbound over to K-96, that's still running very slowly. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jed Chambers.
And now the forecast with Storm Team 12 meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Today promises to be the last decent day for a while. Increasing clouds, southeast wind 10 to 20 and a high of 70. Becoming cloudy this evening. Showers and storms likely after 10 o'clock. Overnight low 54. Storms on Friday morning, then a light rain or drizzle in the afternoon. Much cooler, high 59. Rain Saturday morning, then cloudy and 58 in the afternoon. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Now mostly cloudy and east wind at 10 miles per hour. 51 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. 8:11 now on this Thursday morning, October 23rd. Yesterday's high temperature in Wichita, 71. Normal high for the date, 69. 115 years ago, aviation history was made, 1910. Blanche Scott became the first woman to fly an airplane by herself. She flew over a park in Fort Wayne, Indiana, 12 feet off the ground. So she didn't need a parachute, really. Blanche Scott. Now,
she's chasing Cary Grant.
Yeah. There's one of those. There's a name that you just don't see anymore. Blanche.
No, you don't see young girls named Blanche. Blanche.
Really? But I wonder why. Do you like Blanche? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. No, it's an old-fashioned.
Blanche just, it's not short for anything like Blanchette or anything like that, I don't think. Do you? Yeah. I don't know a Blanche. I've never known a Blanche. Have you?
I lived next door to an elderly lady named Blanche when I was a kid.
How about that? So, there you go.
That's the last Blanche I encountered.
According to a new report, 23% of employees did not take a single vacation day in the past year, despite the majority of them having access to PTO. If you're not familiar with PTO, stands for personal time off, right? Right. We got PTO here. 23%, one in four, didn't take a single vacation day in the past year.
Well, that would drive me crazy.
Ah, why? Well, you can think of a couple of reasons, but one, number one, workload.
Yeah, some people have jobs that
they just,
if you miss a day, that means you're
a day behind.
2 days, you got 2 days of work to do the next time you show up.
So. 43% of workers have felt that they have too much work to justify taking vacation, while 30% have worried about falling behind, as you just said, Ted. And how many times have you gone on vacation and think, I want to get back. I've got a mountain of stuff that didn't get done.
10,000 emails to go through.
And all this. How about number two, team culture. 29% of workers have felt guilty or pressured to appear committed at their jobs, which may lead them to avoid taking PTO. 25% of workers say that their manager would likely respond in a discouraging manner if they asked to take a full week off. Well, oof. Can I take a week off now and then? Oh, okay. How about number three reason why we don't use it? PTO expectations. More than 33% of employees say they don't think they have enough PTO to take a proper vacation. Oh, most folks get what? About two weeks a year, most folks? Or I can't speak for most folks. I don't know. But take that time off. Just go and every morning you can get up a little bit later, listen to Steve and Ted from 6 to 9 in the morning and set your whole day off.
Exactly.
Have a great day of relaxing. We are very good about doing absolutely nothing, and we can encourage you in that regard. Now, I want to talk a little bit more about my wife. St. Shelley was in charge of refreshments last night. Her Bunko crowd, a group of women who gather about once a month and play Bunko, which is some sort of a card game.
Yeah.
And they gamble a little bit on it, I guess.
What year is this, 1944?
Okay, I don't know. But
Bunko, man, that's old school.
It's a circle of people, and she's made some pretty good friends.
Well, good.
And, it keeps her from, annoying me once a night, every month, one night every month. So anyway, she was in charge of refreshments for the big Halloween party.
In charge of refreshments?
Yeah.
Oh.
And she spent, we've been shopping for a week, buying stuff, in bulk so we could entertain these 8 or 9 women, okay? And she spent the whole day in the kitchen yesterday, right up until the time that she, 10 minutes before this show started. We're there with a carload of stuff. We've got like 6 boxes of stuff that I have to carry in or help carry in. And she's got pudding with these little glasses, pudding. And she's got
cupcakes. You've seen the cupcakes. Did you eat the cupcakes?
I ate the cupcake.
Terrific cupcake with cream cheese.
Carrot cake cupcake with massive cream cheese on top.
And she had these little bags with goodies in them, like chips and whatnot.
Oh, my.
And what else? Fancy. Isn't that something else? But it was just it's amazing. But anyway, I guess they had a good time. She said, I saw her before I came to work. She said, it was a hit.
I imagine it was.
Well, but she, when she goes something, it's way overboard.
All the cards, after eating that cupcake, all the Bunko cards are sticky. Now, all that cream cheese frosting on there.
If I'm a guy and I'm in charge of refreshments, okay, for a guy gathering, beer and soft drinks.
I was going to say, are you doing the George Costanza? You're bringing over Pepsi and Ding Dongs?
Pepsi? There you go. Bingo. Pepsi and Ding Dongs for guys.
You telling me people wouldn't enjoy that?
Not the Bunko crowd. They're a little more
upscale, yeah.
All right. Anyway, they had a great time, and I'm glad. I'm proud of her. She, bless her heart. She always goes a little overboard, okay?
Why can't I bring Pepsi and Ding Dongs? Because we're adults.
I got to remember that. 8:16, see you in the morning here on KNSS. It is sports time again with Ted Woodward, sir.
All right, you've heard the weather forecast here on KNSS. Looks like we got rain in the forecast for Friday.
Yeah.
And some high school football schools have decided, instead of playing on Friday in potential rain, to play tonight instead.
They may be in rain tonight.
Several high school football games are already moving to tonight instead of tomorrow night. Because of rain in the forecast. By the way, this is the regular season finale for high school football this week. So remember week one on the season opener, it was rainy and cool on a Friday night. Well, here we are at the final regular season weekend. It's also rainy and cool.
But after this, you get the playoffs.
Playoffs begin next week.
Okay. Yep. Got it.
So they got high school football action. Some schools tonight and some are still playing tomorrow night. So plan accordingly. All right. In the NBA last night, a lot of season openers, including the Toronto Raptors opening up the season in Atlanta and beat the Hawks. Boy, did they. 138-118 coming off the bench for the Raptors. Wichita's Grady Dick, 21 points off the bench, including 7 of 8 at the free throw line. Now, also off the bench, Ochai Agbaji, the former Kansas Jayhawk, had 4 points, 3 rebounds, and a couple of steals. Toronto put up 138 last night in the season opener. Raptors win at the Hawks. Grady Dick, 21 points. Volleyball action. 14th-ranked Kansas won last night in Lawrence, beating 10th-ranked TCU. Sweeping 10th-ranked TCU. Woo, 3-0. KU Ryan Swanson, senior for the Jayhawks from McPherson. She had 11 kills and 3 blocks. Crowd of 1,800 in Lawrence last night. Jayhawks have won 5 in a row. Now 15-7 on the season and ranked 14th in the nation. And the further exploits of the McPherson College volleyball team. Winning again, going up to Nebraska and sweeping York 3-0 last night. The McPherson volleyball team, 23 wins in a row. Now with a record of 25-1 on the season, and McPherson volleyball ranked 6th in the nation. How about that? Good stuff for McPherson volleyball right there. College soccer tonight. If you want to go watch some men's soccer action, we have a top 20 team in town as Newman is hosting 17th-ranked Rogers State at 7 o'clock tonight on the west side. Rogers State has not lost a road game this season. Newman has only lost one home game this season, 5-1-1 on home pitch. So the Jets taking on 17th-ranked Rogers State. That'll be at 7 o'clock tonight on the west side for Newman men's soccer. The Friends women's soccer team won last night at home, beat Evangel 1-0. That is now 4 wins in a row for women's soccer at Friends, as the Friends ladies have only lost one conference game so far this season. Another win last night. We're going to go back 40 years ago on this night when the Kansas City Royals were playing the Toronto Blue Jays in Royal Stadium. Game 6 for the American League pennant. The Royals up 3-2. This game was tied in the bottom of the 8th inning, 3-3. Then Lorenzo Cain reached on first base. Eric Hosmer came to the plate.
That's into right field. This ball is down. Going to third is Cain. Holding it first. Now Cain coming to the plate. Royals lead. He can fly.
That's right. Lorenzo Cain scored from first base on a single by Eric Hosmer. He never stopped.
Just kept on chugging.
And the Royals won that game 4-3, beat the Toronto Blue Jays. There was a 45-minute rain delay, and the Royals got that win 4-3, won the series 4-2 for the American League pennant. And the Royal, in fact, that made it back-to-back pennants for the Royals. It's the only time they've ever done it in franchise history. That was 10 years ago on this night when the Royals won that game in Kansas City. That's sports with Steve and Ted. Sports is brought to you by Wichita Brewing Company, now featuring a hot link sandwich. Split, seared, and served on a split-top bun with chips and a drink for only $9. Hey, that's perfect for lunch. Hot link sandwich. It's now available at Wichita Brewing Company. Pizza and beer made here.
8:21 now. Keep it here for the Hannity Morning Minute. Sean looks at politics in New Jersey and Virginia. That's on the way with Steve and Ted in the Morning here on KNSS. Steve and Ted in the Morning, KNSS. And we're just a few minutes away from entertainment news. It's The Blur with Ted Woodward. Can we have a preview, please, Ted?
You know, we're going to take a look at a couple of concerts in Wichita on this day in Wichita history. So you might be interested in that. Entertainment news in The Blur in just a few minutes.
Three big things. Day 23 of the government shutdown, still no solution. A man is killed in a workplace accident near downtown Wichita. Trump administration says the U.S. has taken out a ninth boat believed to be smuggling drugs to the U.S. Three big things. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
The traffic volumes continue to improve out there. Looking at the traffic cameras on the highways here in Wichita, just not seeing any huge problems out there on the highways at this time. We do have quite a bit of traffic right around Central and Tyler at the moment over on the west side, but things are looking pretty good in traffic right now. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS in the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jad Chambers.
Mostly sunny today with a high of 70 degrees and then a good chance for rain tonight. Mostly cloudy now, 51 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. The patio is ready and waiting for you whiskey lovers at the Monarch. And the weather's good most of the time for a taste of all your favorites. You can always go back indoors. Bring your friends to the Monarch, West Douglas in historic Delano. The government shutdown continues. That story and more news on the half hour. Steve and Ted in the Morning here on KNSS.
This is Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward. 8:30 on this Thursday morning, 51 degrees. For the 12th time, the Senate has failed to pass a House-passed measure to reopen the federal government.
Republican Senator Cindy Hyde-Smith of Mississippi announcing the failure of a continuing resolution.
On this vote, the yeas are 54, the nays are 46. Three-fifths of the senators duly chosen and sworn not having voted in the affirmative, the motion is not agreed to.
It needed 60 votes to pass. Previous votes had all similar results, but this time, Senate Majority Leader John Thune switched his vote to a no. That gives him the chance to bring the bill back up on the floor again for another vote. Meanwhile, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says he wants another meeting with President Trump while he hopes to get Democratic concerns about health care subsidies addressed. In Washington, Jill Nato, Fox News.
The Kansas Department for Children and Families has been instructed to delay processing November's SNAP benefits until further notice. SNAP stands for Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. The benefits will not be dispersed if the government shutdown continues through next Monday. Governor Laura Kelly is urging lawmakers to figure something out.
When those federal funds cease coming into the state, those programs are going to cease. And people are going to be hungry. We're going to literally be taking food out of the mouths of babies. So Congress needs to get it together.
The DCF secretary says the state will be ready to distribute November's benefits once they receive federal approval. A man has been charged in connection with a three-vehicle crash that injured a pregnant woman over the weekend.
44-year-old Jose Diaz Blanco is charged with two counts of aggravated battery while driving under the influence. He is being held on $150,000 bond. The crash happened just before 3 p.m. Sunday in the 2600 block of East 13th Street North near 13th and Grove. Wichita Police Sergeant David Inglar said EMS arrived to find a 25-year-old pregnant woman who had sustained critical injuries. She was listed in stable condition on Monday. A second person was hospitalized with serious injuries. Diaz Blanco was arrested at the scene. Sergeant Inglar said alcohol was believed to be a factor in the crash. Phil Hildebrand, KNSS News.
The story of Air Force Master Sergeant John Chapman, who received the Medal of Honor, is set to come to the big screen.
Marine veteran and actor Adam Driver will portray Chapman in the film, which is set to be called Alone at Dawn. Chapman was part of a special operations mission in early 2002 in Afghanistan and was attached to a Navy SEAL team during Operation Anaconda. Their helicopter took fire and Navy SEAL Neil Roberts fell out. Chapman and the SEALs eventually returned to look for Roberts, but were immediately pinned down in a firefight. Chapman was hit and the SEALs believed he was dead, but he was still alive and eventually recovered consciousness after the SEAL team withdrew. Over the following hours, other Air Force combat controllers believe they heard Chapman's radio calls. A rescue force was approved via helicopter, with Chapman laying down covering fire as the helicopter approached, but Chapman did not survive. He was posthumously awarded the Air Force Cross in 2003, which was updated to the Medal of Honor in 2018. Chapman was the first airman to earn the highest military honor since the Vietnam War, and his death was the first Medal of Honor action to be captured on video. The feature film is being made for Amazon MGM, but no release date has been set. The Salute the Service is brought to you by the Odyssey Radio Group. Proud to serve veterans and the Wichita community. We invite you to read more stories about veterans and active military on our webpage at knssradio.com. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Stephen Ted in the Morning, KNSS. Three big things. Trump administration says the U.S. has taken out a ninth boat believed to be smuggling drugs to the U.S.
Two.
A man is killed in a workplace accident near downtown Wichita.
One.
Day 23 of the government shutdown, still no solution. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Traffic volumes continuing to dwindle out there. Don't really have any traffic tie-ups to report on the roadways at this time. Things starting to look better in the traffic conditions. Just still a little bit of a slowdown in that road construction and that very narrow ramp from northbound I-235 over to eastbound K-96. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jad Chambers.
Mostly sunny today with a high of 70 degrees. 80% chance for rain tonight. The overnight low 53. Friday cooler with a 90% chance for rain. Tomorrow's high 60 degrees. Now mostly cloudy. East wind at 10 miles per hour. 51 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. The Dow is up on the plus side by 121 points as we begin the trading day. S&P's up 28. NASDAQ is ahead by 118. Toys R Us is making a comeback. Time for the Wichita Business Journal update with editor Kirk Seminoff. Good morning, Kirk.
Good morning, Steve. Yeah, Toys R Us closed all of its locations nationally in 2018 after filing for Chapter 11 bankruptcy. Now the retailer is making a return with 8 permanent stores, including one in Wichita, as well as 20 holiday season shops around the country. Town East Square will be home to Toys R Us and expects to be open by Black Friday, which is November 28th this year. It will take the former Forever 21 space on the lower level near Dillard's. Toys R Us was formerly across Kellogg and Rock at Eastgate Mall and had a west side location outside Town West. The retailer had been mostly online only until this week's announcement. A global HVAC company has laid off about 200 workers at its Wichita plant.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everyone. I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air. And we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Bosch Home Comfort Group at 3600 North Santa Fe is doing the layoffs. It was formerly home to Johnson Controls before that global company sold to German-based Bosch 2 months ago for $8.1 billion. Johnson Controls employed about 1,500 workers in Wichita before that sale. And an area of Wichita ranks very highly on a real estate website's national list of the hottest zip codes where buyer interest is strongest and homes are selling fastest. The zip code is 67212, which is west and northwest Wichita and includes neighborhoods such as West Link, Country Acres, Rolling Hills, Meadowview, Orchard Park, and Orchard Breeze. It's 33rd nationally for hottest zips, and as of Wednesday, had 122 homes for sale with a median listing price of $250,000, according to Realtor.com. Three other Wichita zips fared well nationally, 67205 in far northwest Wichita, 67226 in far northeast Wichita and Bel Air, and 67219 in north Wichita. That's along either side of I-135. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Kirk Seminoff.
67212. Just go north from Peterson and Delano out there, just a few houses, and you will find my boyhood home. Kirk, I know that's impressive to you. And
I'm going there after work today, Steve. I got to see this house.
Growing up right next door.
It's like Wichita's Mar-a-Lago.
Right next door, Diane Valier Klein, who's having a birthday today. How about that? It's her birthday, and she's going to celebrate growing up in 67212.
The 212.
Yeah, the 212, we call it. What a neighborhood. All right. Toys R Us making a comeback. I can't wait. I got to get in there and see if I can find me a slinky or something like that.
Fun for a girl and a boy.
Sing it. Mm. Sing it, Ted.
How does it go? Slinky.
It goes downstairs slinky, alone in pairs. It makes a lickety sound.
Yep. You got to know this?
A thing, a swing, a marvelous thing. Everyone knows it's slinky.
Okay. I've forgotten the words to slinky. And the national.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Plant them. Thank you, guys. We will check with you tomorrow morning, Kirk. Coming up on KNSS, Glenn Beck program. There's going to be some response to Trump's ballroom build. Top of the hour news this morning, government shutdown, day 23, no end in sight. you missed any of today's show or just want to listen again, check out the Odyssey app. Thank you for listening. Stay tuned for Glenn Beck, The Dana Lash Show, and news updates all day. We are Steve and Ted in the morning on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS Wichita. Be with us tomorrow morning on Friday. It'll be great.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Fee and fees apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.